Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code. A lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. The holiday season can be magical, joyous, festive, and expensive. Very, very expensive. And if you think we mere mortals have a hard time keeping up with the food shopping, gift giving, and otherwise high-priced merriment, imagine how Santa Claus feels. Well, a London-based company by the name of True Luxury Travel did just that, putting themselves in the shoes of jolly old Saint Nick and plotting out his Christmas budget. Of course, many holidays are celebrated around this time of year, and consumers who don't even have reindeer tend to spend a lot. According to a Gallup report from earlier in December of 2022, Americans plan to spend an average of $867 on gifts this year. This number has held pretty steady since 2019, but it hardly accounts for the time and effort necessary to produce, package, and ship all those gifts all over the world. While some may believe that all that magic happens through factories and shipping agencies, others know that the real magic happens in the North Pole. Here's what Santa could be spending to fulfill all those dreams. Okay, there are approximately 2 billion children in the world, give or take a few hundred million. And because a fair number of non-Christians are known to celebrate Christmas, that means that approximately 45% of the world's population commemorates that day. That adds up to about 900 million kids getting gifts on Christmas, and not just one toy each, mind you. Let's set the number of gifts that kids receive that day at a nice, even, and arbitrary 10. That means Santa's workshop is churning out approximately 9 billion toys, books, and ugly sweaters. Some are more costly to make than others, but if you assume even a very low 2.5 euros per gift, that's 22.5 billion euros on the whole lot, which is about 23.9 billion US dollars as of this recording. And Santa's good, but he's not a one-man show. A True Luxury Travel estimated that he'd need around 132,000 elves to do all the menial labor in the workshop. And now, of course, we do not have numbers about the wage rates at the North Pole. But let's take, for example, the federal minimum wage here in the United States, which is $7.25 an hour. We'd hope that Santa is giving his elves a competitive pay rate and robust benefits package, but even at that bare minimum, If all those elves are working 40 hours a week, year-round, to ensure those gifts go out on Christmas Eve, that's $15,080 per year per elf. For an army of elves, that's about $1.9 billion a year. And again, we'd hope it's a lot higher. Estimates for the cost of employing a factory worker for a year in North Pole-adjacent Finland range around 41,000 euros, or over 43,000 US dollars, including benefits. So it could be completely reasonable to assume three times our initial estimate, or around 6 billion US dollars. And then you have to keep the workshop's lights on, and the heat. The North Pole chill is no joke, and the workshop must be massive, an estimated 1.2 million square feet, or about 111,000 square meters. So, assuming U.S. prices, the clauses could be shelling out another $1.6 billion on electricity and $2.2 million on natural gas, so another $1.8 billion total. And let's not forget those reindeer. The aforementioned travel company relied on the estimated cost of owning a horse to calculate the cost of caring for reindeer. The average cost of maintaining a horse in the U.S. is $3,900 a year, and Santa has at least 9 reindeer, including Rudolph. Also, if we assume Santa's sleigh is as expensive to maintain as a luxury car, then he's shelling out at least $1,800 a year to keep things running smoothly. All told, including a range of other factors, including snacks for the staff, workshop overhead, and suit upkeep, True Luxury Travel estimated Santa's yearly budget at $47 billion U.S. dollars a year. They're not a sponsor, by the way. They just wrote a delightful blog post. Today's episode is based on the article, Santa Claus's Workshop Budget Will Blow Your Mind, on HowStuffWorks.com, written by Michelle Konstantinovsky. BrainStuff is a production of iHeartRadio in partnership with HowStuffWorks.com and is produced by Tyler Klang. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.